I'd like to welcome Ann Stewart. She's the Executive Director of Girls Inc. of Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What is Girls Inc. all about?
Girls Inc. is really about preparing our girls to be the adult women of the future, the leaders. We want them confident. We want them empowered. Hopefully, they won't suffer some of the self-esteem issues that some of us have suffered. I know I came along in the 60s and 70s in my young adulthood, and I wasn't really very well prepared to take more responsibility in the world and go out boldly. I sort of thought, well, I'll get married to somebody and maybe I'll have a little job for a couple of years until I settle down with my family. And, you know, the opportunities are huge for young women today.
So a lot of gender stereotyping that these girls are still in the crazy legacy of is that kind of post-war 1950s highly separated male-female stereotypes.
Exactly. And actually, the demands are more pressing on girls today, I think, than when I grew up or when you grew up, because now not only have some of the stereotypes changed, and you do see more women in law or medicine or other fields, but
A lot more.
At the same time, the pressure to be stick thin and beautiful and sexy and perfect and polite and not speak too loudly. I mean, they're just bombarded by all sides, and
right.
It comes through the media, the magazines, on the computers. It's very, very intense, and we're trying to work with them so that they understand that each one of them is special and unique and has special, unique gifts to give to the world, and she can have confidence and speak out and be part of the world with those gifts.
I was just talking to a cousin of mine who recently quit working as a pretty high-level executive for a major East Coast international corporation, and he had a boss whom he adored who was a woman, and he said she had to really work two or three times as hard to achieve the same as some of the slightly lazier dudes who were at her same level.
I think we definitely still see that. And so, you know, part of what is a base for our programs is called the Girls Bill of Rights, and that's part of Girls Incorporated across the nation in all the cities. And girls have a right to feel good about their bodies, and they have a right to express themselves with enthusiasm and originality, and they have a right to be safe in the world. There's like seven of them, but that gives you a sense of the basic philosophy and approach to what we do. And then we use programs that are nationally evaluated so that we know they have impact on the girls that we get from Girls Incorporated National Resource Center. And that includes programs for age appropriate from age 5 all the way through age 18 for preventing adolescent pregnancy, economic literacy, media literacy, science, math, and technology. Again, there's a whole range of programming. So it's out of school time that we have girls. After school daily, we pick up schools and bring them to our facility, or all day during the summer or spring break camp. And the girls would describe it probably more like, oh, it's fun, we go swimming and we make friends, and I just love going there and I feel so safe, even when things are kind of difficult at home for many of them.
Right.
But meanwhile, everything that we're doing with them has these themes, very hands-on learning experiences, so that girls love doing science. You know, our whole point is that they know that it's fun, it's interesting, and that they can do it, so that they will enroll, they will get that background for careers if they need it.
I think it's a good sign that they are not noticing the underlying philosophical principles, but that they're really just experiencing it.
Yes.
And having fun.
Yes, absolutely. And it's changed so much over the years. You know, in the 50s, I think the Girls Club prepared girls to be successful homemakers and citizens in the community. So there was like sewing and cooking and homemaking skills. It's really different today. Now it's how to make sure that you stay out of violent and abusive situations, you know, that you get the skills that you need for the kind of life that you want. We work with the girls and their families a lot on their unique values, like what's important to them about the kind of life they want. And then they understand what will it take for them to do that in terms of their learning and their abilities.
One of the hardest things, I think, for, I don't know if it's American women more than you know, German or Swedish or whatever, I have a feeling it is this thing of accepting their particular genetic body situation the way it is.
Yes.
Now, you can talk about that till you're blue in the face, but I would think that physical activities like dancing and other things would reinforce that more than talking. What's your experience with that?
Yeah, it's just the actually getting out and getting confident. And it's interesting. We start with the 5 and 6 year olds, just basically teaching them, if they haven't mastered it by then, to skip and hop and turn around in circles and like be comfortable with their bodies. And that leads to being more comfortable, like when they're playing games and things, they get picked to be on somebody's game team, you know. And I used to be left out when I was 10 years old and we were on the parking corner lot on Saturday mornings and they would pick baseball, softball teams. And I was always the last one picked because I didn't know how to throw. I didn't know how to catch. I didn't know how to run. So we work all the way through. Our Encourage program is about learning to take risks. It's based on adventure challenge. So we are...
Adventure challenge?
Adventure challenge. So the first group to enroll for summer camp really was the middle school group because they're doing 4 weeks of Encourage, which is really about learning to take risks, go slightly beyond your comfort zone. They will do rock climbing. Last summer, they hiked to the top of Hermit Peak and back, which by the time they had trained and gotten ready, that's 8 miles for these girls that are like 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah.
They were so proud of themselves.
Right. And then the next time, it's not even about pride. It's like, oh, yeah, I know how to do this.
Yeah, and that'll translate, I believe. It has for me in my life. I took Outward Bound in my 40s for the first time. But knowing I could do that, all of a sudden I was willing to try other things that seemed really scary. So we feel like these girls would be much more willing to maybe explore a college that they hadn't thought about or even going to college or a career possibility where they'd assume maybe they wouldn't be capable enough.
So you've got a summer camp. I know it's mostly full, but there's a few more places if people are interested.
There's a few more places. People should call our facility on Hillside Avenue, 982-2042, and inquire. And there's a very good chance of being early waitlisted for most of the groups. And with families who sort of go out of town at the last minute, there's a pretty good chance if somebody's on a waitlist for group at this point that they might actually be able to get into summer camp.
And you also have a new building. You're going to move location.
We're just going to have two locations.
Oh, okay.
Not moving out. We're still at Hillside Avenue where we've been for 50 years near the downtown. And we'll be at the Zona del Sol Girls Inc. Center. It's on Country Club and Jaguar in Tierra Contenta. It's right across from the Rape Crisis Center and the new library on the south side. And it's being completed as we speak. The city funded the building out of this building this last year. And so in September, the new wing will open. And we will then have the capacity to serve the same number of girls at the Zona facility that we now serve at our Hillside facility. So that will double our reach in the community. And we have a goal of reaching 1 in 10 girls in Santa Fe.
Wow.
Like a 5-year plan for doing this. And we're halfway into it. And we've gone from 250 girls a year to 404 girls a year already. The goal would be 800. But the idea is that when, you know, girls can end up at somebody's house, unchaperoned party, boys are there, or the opportunity to make really poor decisions. And we think with peer pressure the way it is and the influence, especially in those teen years, if 1 in 10 of those girls has had a really good dose of Girls Incorporated, that she's really going to be a positive influence and say, you know, we don't have to do that, or there's another choice here,
right.
Or are you really wanting to do that? Because you told me what you wanted to do in your life. So we're really excited, and I think the new facility is going to be wonderful. There's so many new families. Some people say 30% of the residents in Tierra Contenta are 21 or younger.
Is that right?
Yeah, and so this is part of comprehensive family youth and family services. And we will need a lot of financial aid. You know, a lot of the families are just starting out. And so, you know, for people who have girls, they need to know about Zona del Sol in the fall if they live in that part of town, or the Hillside Summer Camp this summer if they work near the downtown. And for people who want to help financially, help these girls grow and be strong, maybe have better choices than some of us had growing up ourselves, they can make contributions to help us provide the scholarships for the new girls at the new center. And for those artists out there, we still have some room at our Arts and Crafts show. I think it's like the 37th annual one. It's on the plaza the first weekend in August. And the booth fees that an artist pays go directly to support girls being able to attend Girls Incorporated. So
we're talking to Ann Stewart, Executive Director of Girls Incorporated of Santa Fe. We had somebody on the air not too long ago who was talking about how boys are falling behind in school and in college, and that girls are the new valedictorians and leaders and everything else. Are you seeing that in your work at Girls Inc.?
Well, I think we're concerned about all of our children, boys and girls. The patterns are very different. And what we do well is work with the girls. And what we know is that women still make about, I think it's still 70% of what men make for the same jobs.
Right.
If you look at how many women there are in the Senate compared to how many men there are, it's a tiny number. So we still have our eye on trying to make sure we give the girls a good start. And things have improved for them. It's not solved.
Yeah, it's not solid. I just wondered if that kind of energy that seems to be happening everywhere has, I mean, there's a lot of bold girls who are running and jumping and doing things that none of us did when, you know, in the 70s or the 60s.
Right, yeah.
When you were talking before about if 1 in 10 girls is reached, I was thinking if another 1 in 10 girls is reached who went to Impact Personal Safety, those are people who also know how to say no. And I imagine those programs kind of feed each other.
That's so perfect that you brought that up, because we collaborate with so many organizations in our community, and that's one example. One of the Girls Inc. national programs is Project Bold, which is preventing violence and sex abuse. And since we have Impact Personal Safety here in our own community, and that's really their specialty, they're fabulous at doing that, they bring their program. They're the ones that work with our girls on part of our self-defense and personal safety program. Similarly, the Santa Fe Mountain Center is expert at providing the outdoor challenge adventures. And so we pair up with them, and they're the ones, for example, girls just did an overnight, several nights over the weekend, and the Santa Fe Mountain Center staff, you know, run that for us, take them rock climbing, do those kinds of adventures. So it's a very rich community. Sometimes for these organizations, the demographics of our girls help them to round out and make sure that they are serving girls that are very diverse culturally and have lots of low-income girls that wouldn't otherwise be able to participate. So they can bring their program to Girls Inc. because we have that. Our girls are about 50% Hispanic, 25% Anglo, 19% multiple heritage is how they define themselves. And more than 70% of them are low to very, very low to moderately low income as defined by the city poverty standards. And then we still have that 25 or 30% of girls who their parents could send them anywhere. And they choose Girls Inc. as well because they really like the diversity and the philosophy of our programs.
It's interesting how little it takes for an impression to be made and that confidence to be built. I remember when I was a little kid, my dad showed me how to use tools. And we didn't do it all the time. We only really did it probably a handful of times, but I don't have lack of confidence using tools. It doesn't take that much.
Yeah, it's just having that experience that you two can do it. And, you know, it just occurred to me, I want to share a couple of, a little bit of information about the state of the typical girl in New Mexico and Santa Fe. New Mexico has the fourth highest high school dropout in the nation. I don't know if all the viewers know that. And so at one of our local high schools, 51% of the kids who started in the ninth grade did not graduate.
Oh my goodness.
And Santa Fe is right up there in those statistics. New Mexico, depending on what numbers, whose numbers you use, is either first, second, or third highest in teen pregnancy in the nation. And Santa Fe within our state has one of the highest rates of teen pregnancy. within that. And then we have one of the highest rates against violence in teens in the nation. So the programs at Girls Incorporated
and if you think about the relationships among all those things, it's not hard to make the links.
Exactly. You know, a girl's not very confident. Somebody says, why don't you just drop out of school? Why don't you have a baby? Because then you can you'll have somebody to love you. And the average income for an unmarried female in New Mexico in the 2000 census, which is the state of most of the teen moms, is under $8,000 a year.
Oh, my goodness.
So she doesn't understand that she's putting herself totally dependent. It might be an abusive boyfriend. Most of them aren't married. It might be parents or getting a really low-paying, dead-end job and never being able to really continue her education. So they just, we try to have them understand who they are, what their talents are, what the potential is in their lives, kind of make a plan, figure out, now what would that cost, you know, to have a house, and what would that cost to have a car, and so that they have a lot of information going through their head when they reach one of these decision points that might set them up for years of being deprived otherwise.
Ann Stewart is Executive Director of Girls Inc. of Santa Fe. They can be found on the web at girlsincofsantafe.org, and the telephone number there is 505-982-2042. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're podcasting at the website santafe radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Jazz Experience.